The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. You're listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. Follow that account for my sports betting opinions. Follow that account for free play winners posted regularly. And also, finally, and the most significant reason, follow that account for my profit and loss spreadsheet, because unlike many, I'm actually a tracked and transparent handicapper. And unlike any, I have delivered 130 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. That means I've been undefeated in sports betting every single month for a decade, plus now 10 additional months. All of my spreadsheets are posted, so you can scroll down and you can find them all on X. The pin tweet is the latest P&L from the previous month. They are all posted in one easy-to-find location, which is the website lockbetting.com, where you can also sign up for additional plays. But before you do that, I actually genuinely encourage you to do your due diligence and have a look through the spreadsheets. Have a look at how we manage a bankroll. If we lose a play, for example, a one-unit play, we won't chase it with a two-unit play. In fact, two-unit plays are rare. You won't find three-unit, five-unit, 10-unit plays. They won't be disguised as other things under different terminology, like five-star, 10-star, 20-star plays. They won't be max plays. They won't be whale plays. There won't be a play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century. None of that monopoly money terminology, none of that garbage. These cappers aren't really winning. These cappers aren't really making those bets. And these cappers certainly aren't transparent and tracked like we are. All of the spreadsheets are verified by existing members. And if you have questions, my DMs are open. That X account, again, is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. It's a quick turnaround from the last edition of the EPL show where we covered the midweek slate. We immediately move on to match day 32 this weekend. And the games begin at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday UK time, 7:30 a.m. Eastern time, which is actually applicable to me because I'm currently in New York, where we have Manchester City travelling to Crystal Palace. Manchester City, by winning this game, can close the gap on Liverpool. They can actually go top if they win this game by 5 goals or more, because they are just 3 points behind Liverpool coming into this. That's how much things can change. Man City can go top for a little bit, then Arsenal can go top again, and then Liverpool can ultimately finish the weekend top of the table once again if they can win away to Manchester United at Old Trafford on Sunday. For this game, Man City are the 1-3 minus 300 favourites. It's 9-2 on the draw. And Palace are priced up as a 9-1 underdog. I think City might need to win every single game in order to retain their Premier League title this season. The run-ins look pretty straightforward for the other clubs, especially Liverpool. When I look at Liverpool's run-in, the most difficult game this weekend is against Man United. But when you look at the way Manchester United defended their 3-2 lead against Chelsea yesterday and completely crumbled, and Liverpool start that game fast, looking for revenge as well from the FA Cup exit, then you could see them winning comfortably at Old Trafford. So I do have Liverpool as the favourites as well. I do agree with the books. But if there is any kind of slip-up, Manchester City could capitalise, but I do believe genuinely that Manchester City will need to finish with a 100% record. I see them starting with a win here against Crystal Palace. I think obviously we need to tack on something because the 1-3 minus 300 is very short. And I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals as my add-on here for this one. Over 3.5 goals has actually been a winning bet in four of Man City's last seven games. And they're coming into this one off the back of hitting four against Aston Villa. And that was despite resting Erling Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne. Haaland has been poor by his standards this season, and especially for big games. Big games often see Erling Haaland disappear. So it did not surprise me to see him being given a rest. At least that's what it's been labelled as. Maybe we could look at it as him being dropped because Manchester City actually played a lot better without Erling Haaland in the team. And don't forget how many things this team won without Haaland there for years. So he's not as important as people make out, but Kevin De Bruyne certainly is. And I think that win was more impressive because they did it without De Bruyne. And I believe both players will be back here for this game against Crystal Palace, who actually have a decent record against Man City and have scored two goals against them in three of the last five meetings. So they may be able to add to the tally, helping us get to the over 2.5 goal mark. So your selection here for this game is going to be for Man City to win, as they need to win every single game, in my opinion, with over 2.5 goals tacked on. And that brings you to a plus money price of even money plus 100, rather than the 1-3 minus 300 for City on the money line here for this one. Before we move on to the late games, let me remind you that you are listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. The SGPN is home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, and every single one of them is completely free. This week's featured show is the MLB Gambling Podcast, because baseball is back, and so is the MLB crew with their free Daily Picks podcasts. If you aren't already subscribed to MLB Gambling Podcast, what are you waiting for? Let's move back to the 3 o'clock kickoffs. We start with the game here between Aston Villa and Brentford, where Villa are the 7-10 favourites on the money line. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 7-2 here on Brentford. Villa slipped up, but there is zero pressure from Man United. There would have been if the fucking idiots could have held on for a couple more minutes in injury time. Not only did they not pick up a point, but they ended up losing the game by 4-3. I give up on this team in Champions League football this season. Villa are going to get there, and I believe things will be even more secure for them off the back of this win against Brentford on Saturday. Villa have won 11 of their 15 home games and have dropped just 2 points against teams currently in the bottom half of the table. So long story short, Aston Villa win games like this at home. Brentford have 9 defeats in their last 10 away from home. Long story short, they travel poorly. And with all that said, this looks set for another loss for Brentford against a Villa side who are obviously chasing Champions League football. They can widen the gap even more this weekend because I believe they will win this game. And I think Man United will get nothing at Old Trafford against Liverpool. So we're going to take Aston Villa on the money line here at the price of 7-10 here for this one. Nice and simple. Before we move on with the rest of Saturday's slate, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, which is the easiest place to play fantasy sports and is also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or you can visit ncpgambling.org. Continuing on with the Saturday slate, we next look at what is undoubtedly a relegation 6-pointer here between Everton and Burnley. Everton, they looked safe. They went on an incredible run after the 10-point deduction, and they've even got 4 points back. But they come into this game against an improved Burnley with no win in any of their last 13 games. So that's why it's a surprise to me to see Everton as an 8-13 favourite. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Burnley. Now, straight away, I will say, I do have a gut feeling that Everton will win this game, and that will ultimately lead to them being safe, and it will end this little mini fight back by Burnley, who will go down this season, because I do believe that the three teams that came up aren't good enough to be in the Premier League, and they will go down. But these odds, and as a gambler and a gambling expert, a selective play expert, these odds make no sense. How can you take a team who haven't won in 13 games at a short price like 8 to 13? It makes absolutely no sense. Now, the only reason that I can find would be because Everton are a better team and they've already beaten Burnley 2-0 twice this season. But I do believe that things could be different this time around. Burnley come into this one on a four-match unbeaten run, whilst Everton, as I mentioned earlier, have had no win in any of their last 13. So whilst I don't think Burnley will win here, I do think they might be able to get something. And if Everton do win, then I just believe it will be by the skin of their teeth. I believe it will be a 1-0, 2-1. So my selection for this game is going to be to take Burnley with a one-goal head start. That's not 1.5 goals, and that's not half a goal either. It's in between the two selections. So it's not the double chance market where you can get Burnley at 13-10, but it's also not Burnley with plus 1.5 goals where you cash if Everton win by a single goal, because that's juiced at 1-2 minus 200. This is an in-between play, which is available at 4-5. This one cashes if Burnley avoid a defeat. But if Everton win by a single goal, you win no money, but you don't lose any money either. It's a push. You only lose money here if Everton win by 2 goals. Now, this team haven't won in 13. Are they suddenly going to find a way to win a relegation 6-pointer by 2 goals? I'm willing to bet against it. Everton's price is too short. Yes, I think Burnley go down. I think Luton go down. I think Sheffield United go down. And I think Everton stay up. And if Everton are going to win a game, it's probably going to be this type of game, a 6-pointer against a relegation opponent that's below you. This is the type of game Everton should be winning. And I think that they could do, but I certainly don't think they'll be able to win it by 2 goals. So our selection here is going to be Burnley plus 1 goal in the Asian handicap market at the price of 4-5 minus 125. Up next, we move on to the game here between Fulham and Newcastle, where Fulham are favourites to beat Newcastle at home, which tells you everything about Newcastle this season at 5-4. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 9-5 here on the Geordies. I just said that tells you everything about Newcastle. It might actually tell you a little bit also about Fulham and how good they've been at home this season. I just don't know what way to go with this in terms of a selection, but I certainly think this could be a game that's full of goals, and I'm willing to take the juice from over 2.5 goals here in this game. Newcastle have seen 10 of the last 12 league games go over 3.5 goals. So I would see no reason as to why this would be a tight and cagey affair. These two teams have nothing realistically to play for. They're probably out of the European conversation unless Newcastle want to play in the Europa Conference League. Fulham, I don't think, will mind playing in the Europa Conference League. So maybe they will play between now and the end of the season still. But I just expect a free-flowing game. Nothing major's on the line here. So I don't expect it to be a tight and cagey one at all. Fulham's last two outings have seen them ship a combined 6 goals to relegation candidates Nottingham Forest and bottom of the table Sheffield United, whilst Newcastle, they've had a ton of injuries this season, more than any other team in the Premier League, and they are missing defenders once again here for this game. So we're going to take the goals here. We're going to go for over 2.5 goals. Obviously, with that type of data, it is going to be a juiced selection. It is available for you here at the price of 8-13, but I'm willing to take it. I'm even willing to bet up to over 3.5 at the price of 13-10 plus 130, as that has cashed in 10 of Newcastle's last 12. And I can't really see any reason for there not to be 4 goals here in this one. Up next, we look at a game here between Luton and Bournemouth, where Luton are the 11-4 home dogs. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 17-20 here on Bournemouth. Bournemouth, again, come into that category of teams who may be on the beach. They've not got anything to really play for between now and the end of the season. And Luton have. Luton are desperately trying to stay in the Premier League. Going to Luton has been a difficult place to go to, even for the likes of Arsenal, Man City. Liverpool didn't even win there. So I'm going to take a chance on Luton to avoid a defeat here in this game. Luton are winless in the last 11 and they've lost 7 of the last 9 in the league. But this team have been fighters all season and they've managed to stay in games where the other team have much more quality. Bournemouth have much more quality, but they don't have more quality than Arsenal, than Liverpool, than Man City, all teams that have struggled at Luton. So I'm going to take Luton just to avoid a defeat here. Luton on the in the double chance market, which is a plus money selection, even money plus 100. You win if Luton don't lose this game, and that's going to be my main lean here for this one. Up next, the final of the 3 p.m. kickoffs UK time, 10 a.m. East, is Wolves at home to West Ham, where Wolves are a 7-5 favourites, 13-5 on the draw, and the Hammers come here as the 17-10 underdogs. We took West Ham in the week to avoid a defeat against Tottenham. That was a winning bet, but away from home with a massive European game against Bayer Leverkusen to look ahead to, I don't trust West Ham here in this game. I'm just going to go for the goals and hope that West Ham can make a contribution. 12 of West Ham's 15 away games have delivered over 2.5 goals. And both teams have also scored in the Hammers' last 6 matches. So I think both teams will find the net here. But BTTS, given that type of data, is a little bit too juiced for me here. BTTS is available at 1-2 minus 200. I'm willing to bet that we will get the extra goal. We'll need 3 goals here to win it. I think we'll get that goal and instead we'll take the over 2.5 goals here at the price of 4-5 minus 125. As I said, I don't trust West Ham. Don't necessarily trust Wolves either. They've been moving in the wrong direction and they have had some injuries. But I think goals is the safest way to go here. But be wary. Definite look-ahead spot for the Hammers with Bayer Leverkusen on deck. And I think that will be their priority until they get knocked out of the Europa League this season. If they get knocked out, they might win it. You don't know. The final game we cover here on Saturday is Arsenal's trip to Brighton, where Arsenal are a 4-6 minus 150 favourite, 16-5 on the draw, and Brighton are the 9-2 underdogs. We're getting back to the days of 1-0 to the Arsenal. I mean, they haven't won many games 1-0, but stylistically, they are very, very difficult to break down. They defend well first, and then they use their attacking talent to win games. And they went to Manchester City and completely shut them out last weekend. The only embarrassing part of that was the fact that Arsenal really, really celebrated that 0-0 draw, which actually allowed Liverpool to go back to the top of the table. But other than that, celebrations aside, it was a very professional job from the Arsenal defence. So with that reliable defence there, it's very, very difficult to see Arsenal not winning games at the moment. I mean, they've only conceded 4 goals in all of 2024, and we're now heading towards the month of April. Arsenal also unbeaten in 10 Premier League matches and have 9 wins out of those 10, only dropping points last week away to Man City, including 4 of their last 5 away games, whilst Brighton, they're not in the best of form. They've only won 1 of the last 5. And they were beaten 2-0 at the Emirates in December in a game where Arsenal finally worked Brighton out and knew how to play against them, completely shut them down, pressed them to death. And that could have been heavier than 2-0. So with all that said, I'm going to ride Arsenal here just simply on the money line. Nice and simple. I think the price is decent. We're going to take Arsenal to get it done on the money line at the price of 4-6 minus 150. And this will be a win. That means Saturday will conclude with Arsenal sitting at the top of the Premier League table, at least temporarily, until Liverpool go to Old Trafford. We'll move on to Sunday now, but that particular game I just mentioned, Man United versus Liverpool, is covered exclusively over on BetMUFC. So instead, we begin with Sheffield United versus Chelsea, where Chelsea are the 4-11 favourites to win at Sheffield United. It's 9-2 on the draw. And it's 6-1 here on Sheffield United. Don't like backing Chelsea at this price, particularly away from home, because they are a lot better at Stamford Bridge. But how do you not build on that comeback win against Man United? Obviously, Man United are guilty of gifting it to them. But ultimately, I think Chelsea win here and win what will be a high-scoring game. There's no point taking 4-11 or even 2-5, which is available. But instead, we'll bank on the goals and hopefully Chelsea will score most of them. Over 3.5 goals is where I'm going with this one. And this is an 11-10 selection. Now, I don't take plays on overs like this very lightly. But when I do, there is strong supporting data to support the selection. Chelsea have seen four or more goals in 10 of their last 12 matches, while Sheffield United have seen over 3.5 goals land in 11 of their last 12 matches. The hosts also have the worst defensive record in the league, and they meet a Chelsea side who scored 4 against Man United on Thursday, but who have also conceded at least twice now in 6 straight games. So this feels to me like a 3-2, 4-2 type of game for Chelsea, but I think we'll get easily over that over 3.5 goals mark, and I think there's value on the selection at the price of 11-10 here for this one. The final game here we're covering is between Tottenham and Nottingham Forest, where Spurs are the 2-5 home favourite, 17-4 on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Forest. Sometimes data just jumps out and slaps you in the face, and that's what's been happening with Tottenham at home with BTTS tacked on. It's actually a little bit shorter than usual now because the bookies have obviously realised, and we're getting Tottenham with BTTS at just 13-8, but I still think it's worth taking given the data. Spurs have won 7 of their last 8 home league games, but they've conceded in every single one of those 7 wins. The hosts have seen BTTS cash in their last 11 Premier League matches on their own ground, whilst it's also cashed in 13 of their 15 home league games this season. Nottingham Forest, as for their part in losing this game, they have lost all 6 trips to the top 7 this season, and they've lost all 3 meetings with Tottenham since they've gained promotion. Obviously, that's in the league, because Forest knocked Tottenham out of the cup last season. I went to that game, but that's obviously league data, and I'm going to ride all of that data, because when you compile it together, you should be taking a shorter price than 13-8. So despite the fact the bookies have moved away from plus 200 lines, I still think there's value on the selection, given everything I just ran through there for this game. Closing out with your lock for this show, I had 2 on my shortlist. Both are relatively conservative. Aston Villa at home to Brentford, and Arsenal to win away to Brighton. I'm going to go with Arsenal. I'm just worried about Villa's injuries. Ollie Watkins is their main talisman, and he wasn't able to play against Man City. So I think Arsenal's a safer way to go. Nothing safer than Arsenal in the Premier League at the moment, especially against teams outside of the top 5. They are just beating everybody and doing it comfortably. Their defence has been solid, only conceding 4 goals since 2024 started. And they beat Brighton very, very comfortably earlier on in the season, winning by 2-0. And I believe this will be something similar. Arsenal also unbeaten in 10 Premier League matches. They've won 9 of those, including 4 of their last 5 away from home. And the only team they've dropped points against was away to Man City. But obviously, avoiding defeat at the Etihad is a good result anyway. So once again, your lock here on the show is Arsenal on the money line at 4-6 minus 150. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.